for God to fulfill his purpose in your life, sometimes he will cause movements in our lives that are inconvenient. But the repositioning will help you to be in the place where you are ripe to receive from him.
Hello, saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
I am going to begin a new series of lessons on the subject of the Christmas and the supernatural, but we'll be talking about it as a season of the supernatural. And today I will look at supernatural repositioning. Everybody say repositioning. All right. Christmas is a season of repositioning. Amen. Not just repositioning, but supernatural repositioning. There is going to be a divine move of God, sometimes to physically relocate you, so that he can bring his will to pass in your lives. Christmas, a season of supernatural repositioning. Raise your right hand with me. If it's the two of them, that's fine. If you are left hand, that you can make it the left. And say these words after me. Lord, I thank you that in this season. Come on, I wanted to say it like you mean it. Lord, I thank you that in this season. Lord, I thank you that in this Christmas season, you are about to reposition me for your purposes. Amen and amen. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a praise in the house. God is going to reposition us. Amen. Amen. All right. Few years ago, my uncles and my aunties wanted to spend some time to celebrate my grandmother. She passed many years ago. And they were trying to figure out how old my grandmother was, because there were no records. And for a period, they tried everything, couldn't. And they looked for some much older people than my grandmother to inquire, and nobody could tell. Fortunately, they found her peers. And then using the age of her peers who actually knew their date of birth, they finally gave an estimate of my grandmother's date of birth. And how many of you will agree with me that since we have an estimate of her date of birth, we could safely celebrate her birthday? Can we do that? So let us stop saying Jesus was not born on December 25th, so we cannot celebrate his birth. We can celebrate it because he was a person of history. He lived. In fact, when you mention date, you are referring to his date of birth, because before Christ and after Christ is how we came to 4th December 2020. It's in reference to that day. And so in this Christmas season, we are going to celebrate who? Jesus. I said we are celebrating? Jesus. It was the day the king came down to his colony. The king visited his colony. Everybody who lives on the face of the earth belongs to the king. Unless you sell your soul to the devil, you belong to him. And in this season, we are going to celebrate the king. Everybody say we are going to celebrate King Jesus. All right. One of the things I want you to look at is that the Christmas season is full of the supernatural. I said the Christmas season is full of what? The supernatural. There are a lot of supernatural things that did happen. The prophet Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Notice this child was born, but the son was given. Jesus was born, but Christ can never be born. He was given. He said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government. So he tells you that he is, I don't want to use the word politician, he's a king. He said, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called what? Wonderful. Come on, read with me. Counselor. Mighty God. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. This is who we are celebrating this season. You may put up trees, have lights, but it's not about trees and it's about lights. It is about a royal birth. It is about the arrival of the king to his colony. It is welcoming the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody say praise the Lord to that. Amen. Anytime we talk about the supernatural, we are talking about the intervention of God. We are talking about God stepping into things. So when we make the phrase for today's subject as Christmas, a season of the supernatural, we are saying that in this season, God literally steps into the affairs of men. And when you examine the Christmas story, you will begin to see that. Amen. For example, when we read the Christmas story, we find that there is the involvement of the Holy Spirit four times. The Holy Spirit comes upon Mary. The Holy Spirit comes on certain individuals. You'll see it in four areas. We find a world leader who orders a census to be taken, but God was inside the census. See, don't be afraid when some people in Congress think that they are making laws to their favor. Because sometimes God is in the center of it. And he's going to change the whole thing for his purposes. Amen. We also find that it was a time of angels visiting. How many of you have seen angels lately? 4 years ago. 5 years ago. 6, 7, 10, 20. So a period where angels visit, it tells you that God is moving things. Amen. The scripture says they are ministering spirits. It was a moment that there were many angels. If you read the Christmas story, there were 7 occasions angels showed up. In fact, there was one occasion, the Bible says, a multitude of angels came rejoicing with the shepherds. Amen. What I want you to see is that everything you read about the Christmas story points that God had stepped into the affairs of men, and he was doing something extraordinary. It was in the Christmas season that we see a woman who has been barren. The husband was a preacher, but she was barren. And in that season, there was a supernatural pregnancy. If somebody wanting to be pregnant, this is your season. It is a season of supernatural what? Come on, talk like you mean it. It's a season of supernatural pregnancies. Not only, you see, look at God. He's so interesting. The one who could not give birth, but the one who could give birth, but without the aid of a man. It was a supernatural season. You notice that it was in this season that dreams, several of them, the wise men were warned by a dream. Joseph was warned several occasions by a dream. God was speaking. Is anybody expecting? We are not talking about eating and then dreaming that when you were dreaming, you were laughing. No, I'm talking about God initiated dreams. When he himself steps into your life, may God visit you in the night and give you a dream that would change your destiny. Amen. It is a season of the supernatural. It is the same season we see a star. Most of the stars you see in the sky occasionally may shoot. Do you agree? But the star that led the wise men had the ability to stop. It had the ability to move. It had the ability to appear and disappear. That is not according to astronomy normal. Because the stars we see, they don't appear and disappear. They don't move and lead people. They don't stir up a desire in people to look for something. Haven't you seen stars? Which of them have stirred up a desire in you? Because there was something supernatural about that day. Everybody say Christmas. Christmas. Come on, say like you mean it. Christmas. Christmas. is my season to receive the supernatural. Let's answer a very important question. What is the purpose of the supernatural in this season? Why would God want to revisit us? And under today's lesson, it is for proper positioning. Everybody say proper. Come on, let's say it again. Proper positioning. Say like you mean it. Now, how many of you will agree with me that sometimes we are at the wrong place? Sometimes are we at the wrong place? And God, and I'll show you through the scriptures how God used ordinary decrees, which was very inconvenient, to reposition a couple so he can bring his purpose to pass in their life. May God cause something to happen that will reposition you. Because sometimes the position we are does not allow him to do what he wants to do. May God reposition you. I said, may God reposition you. May God reposition you. For God to fulfill his purpose in your life, sometimes he will cause movements in our lives that are inconvenient. But the repositioning will help you to be in the place where you are ripe to receive from him. Are you hearing me? Sometimes you get disturbed at a job so bad. You want to change jobs so bad, but it is coming at a time you cannot pay the bills. It's inconvenient. But God, everybody say, but God. He is in the center of it. And he says, I want this child of mine to be here. Because once he is here, I can place my hands on him. But before then, you are somewhere else he cannot do anything about. May God reposition you. I said, in this Christmas season, when you put up the tree, tell yourself, he's going to reposition me. I said, he's going to reposition me. God is literally repositioning people. When you examine the Christmas story, you see that Joseph and Mary had to relocate from Galilee to Bethlehem. This is a young couple, teenagers. They didn't have money, so it is difficult to travel. So whilst Mary is pregnant, the obvious thing is to stay in Galilee, gather as much as you can, and have the baby there. But it has been prophesied that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. And if God sent a prophet or some pastor to go tell them, you have to relocate, would they go? So God used a world leader. The world leader was getting ready. We don't find this part in the scriptures, but until you read history. Now, Caesar Augustus was getting ready for a military campaign. And so he wanted to take a census for the purpose of taxes. Raise money so he can go fight. God stirs up the heart of Caesar whilst he was using him to relocate Joseph and Mary. May you never see every decree from a world leader as evil, because sometimes God is stirring them for a purpose. Amen. Amen. Could it be that in the year that Queen Elizabeth died, that is where somebody will see the Lord? We read similar thing in the Bible, right? In the year that King Uzziah, who saw the Lord? A prophet. Maybe in the year that Queen Elizabeth died, that is the year you will have an encounter with Jehovah. Never interpret anything in this world as mere coincidences, because God is always at work. I said, God is always at work. Your life may be like this today, but tomorrow something is going to change. May God Almighty begin to reposition every single one of us in this place, across the social media that are hearing my voice. May God bring you into a place where his hand and his power can rest upon you. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Joseph and his family, they were forced. They had no options because it was a decree from Caesar. So they had to go. The wise men from the east were also moved, but they were not forced. I'll come to it. They were moved from the east to look for the Messiah, for Jesus. The shepherds had to move to go see the baby Jesus. Mary had to receive affirmation after she moved to Elizabeth. The affirmation did not come to her in her house. The Bible says she had to move to go visit Elizabeth. And whilst Elizabeth saw her, it says, there shall be a performance of those things which the Lord has spoken. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I know that the building here, this is not the church. The church is you. But it is only when we gather that you will receive some affirmations that you can never receive at home. Are you hearing me? Movements, places, positions do matter. And I pray that God will open your eyes as we discuss this scripture together. Are you understanding me today? And so we continue to find that even when Herod wanted to kill the baby Jesus, Joseph and Mary had to move. The Bible says they had to move to Egypt. And when it was time, God gave him another dream and said, now it's time to move. Whenever you walk with God, he's going to relocate you. I said, he's going to what? Relocate you. He's going to move you. Some of us, we have been accustomed to one place and we love it. So we don't want to go anywhere. I am here to bust your bubble and to deliver to you that in this season, God is repositioning people. But please, never interpret every repositioning as from God. Because when Isaac was about to reposition himself, God says, no, you stay right there. He allowed Abraham, his father, to do it, but he was not going to allow his son to do it. Naomi relocated, but things didn't go well. May God Almighty give you clear wisdom, insight, and understanding to know when to move, because when you move at his order, things will begin to change. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Some of you in the coming year must be bold enough to say, I quit this job. Not because somebody is bothering you, but because you sense it's time to move. Are you understanding me? It's time to what? Move. Lord, I'm praying. Bless me. Bless me. You see the ad, and then they're telling you this position. Because they use one word you don't understand, all of a sudden it's like, that's not for me. That is for you. I pointed my hand in that direction. That is for you. May God cause you to begin to move in that direction. Because it is only when we have the right place that is when he can do certain things on our behalf. Are you understanding me? Christmas is a season of supernatural repositioning. May God reposition somebody today. I said, may God reposition somebody today. So we're not going to look at all of them. I'm going to just look at two of them. The first one we're going to look at is the supernatural repositioning of Joseph and Mary. Let's pick up the reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2. Please open your Bibles with me. Luke, chapter 2. We will read the first 7 verses. Luke, chapter 2. I in Luke chapter 2. And in those days, I'm reading from the New International Version. And in those days, Caesar Augustus, in much modern terms, we'll call him emperor. Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register. Everybody say he went there to register. And guess who he's registering with? See, Joseph could have relocated, but it was the relocation of Mary that was more important. Sometimes between a husband and wife, the relocation of one is more important than the other. But men, as we all are, I'm talking about men as in male figures, we are not going anywhere. Sometimes God wants your wife to shift, and it will affect you too. Only one man said amen. But let's teach the truth of God's word. Sometimes the shifting must take place because of her, but it will affect you. Did it affect Joseph? Did it affect Joseph? Was it negative? Just make sure the woman ain't moving because of her hormones, but she's moving because God is stirring it. And if he's in the center of it, it's going to affect you. Why are you all laughing? Let's focus. We have hormones too. Let me read verse 5 again. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged in marriage to him and was expecting a child. While they were there. Now, let's pause. I'll continue. If somebody goes to register, how many months does it take for the person to get registered? Not that many. Maybe a couple of days. Right? So it tells you that when they embarked on the journey, it was very inconvenient. Guys, you will not understand. But I have learned from my wife how difficult it is to carry a baby. Ladies, do you agree? For 9 months. I once heard a guy say, oh, when my wife is pregnant, I feel the same way. I looked at him and I said, child, keep your mouth shut. There's nothing in your stomach. And in those days, they did not have good roads. In fact, there were no roads. There were paths through the forest. And their means of travel was to be on the back of a camel. So can you imagine this woman, pregnant, almost about to deliver, sitting on the back of a camel, and the camel is doing that, and they are traveling distances. I don't want to bore you, else I would have shown you the geographical location of Galilee and that of Bethlehem and the distance and then the terrain they had to go through to get there. It was very inconvenient. If it wasn't a decree, they wouldn't go. But when God realizes that you will run away because of the difficulties you are about to face, but then your destiny is at stake, he will use something to force you. Anybody learning anything today? Verse 7. And she, that is Mary, gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in clothes, and placed him in a manger because there was no room for him or in the inn where they were looking for. Let's look at how God relocated them. How did God reposition them? Anybody to answer that? How did God reposition them? He used a government decree. Sometimes when governments make decrees, we live and we make it look like it doesn't concern us. But you got to be careful. Every law that is made would affect you. You remember the book of Daniel? When those guys who didn't like Daniel asked the king, Darius, to make a law. It is interesting. The law was made for 30 days. Who makes a law for 30 days? Because they know in 30 days they will catch Daniel praying. There was nowhere. Sometimes there are laws meant for you, but you will overpower them. Because God is in the center of it. He's behind it, and he's using it, and he's working it. Amen and amen. I am not saying let's not pay attention to the laws made by our lawmakers, but I'm saying that when they think that they are making laws to destroy you, God is behind it. You all remember in the book of Esther? You remember Haman told the king, do this? And the Bible says on the same day, the 13th day of Adar, when the Jews were about to be destroyed, was the same day God turned it around. God is in the business. I said, God is in the business. Now, somebody doesn't understand me. God is in the business of using human leaders to make laws to fulfill his purpose. They think they are powerful and they are talking, but God is just sitting there telling them, you are just my puppet doing what I want. Amen and amen. God relocated them. In fact, the Good News Bible puts it this way, and I like it. It says, at that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the entire Roman Empire. There are a few things I wanted to look at concerning the decree. The decree came at the wrong time in Mary's pregnancy. I explained that to you. Do you agree? Because it was not good for her to travel. And I'm sure, as a woman as she is, she had every right to tell Joe, I ain't going nowhere. Because you don't understand what it means to sit on camelback at this time and go through a rocky place just to get to Bethlehem. But God knew all those arguments could come up. So then he used a king to make the decree. So she has no options around it but to move. But what I want you to see is that sometimes some of these things, when God is moving us, it will look very inconvenient. None of them will line up. The second thing we find about a decree is that it interrupted their lives. Suppose they have started a business in Galilee. Now they have to pack everything up and go. This is why I'm challenging some of you that in this season, don't worry about trees and lights and tinsels and all the other things, but begin to look up and tell yourself, my God is about to change something. In this season, he's about to reposition me. In this season, he's about to put me in a place where he can work on me. It looks inconvenient, but his power is at work. It is what? At work. Another thing we see about the decree is that when we settle at a place thinking that this is all we want, God can cause a movement. I want you to just ask yourself, is God moving you? I said, is God what? Everybody look at me. Let me ask all of you a question. Did God actually bring you here? Into the United States, most of you? You are saying yes. How do you know? You see, now you can reference it and say yes. But at the time when you were moving, did you think it was God? There were some issues I was dealing with. And at a point, I told my mentor, I think it's time for me to come back home. I'm sick and tired of this. And he said, son, when you went there, many have come to understand the scriptures and have known the Lord. You want the enemy to win? When God is doing his things, it's not going to be that cheap and easy. You all remember how he opened up the Red Sea? That people were walking in it. But we sing and we make noise about it. But you forget that they were looking at wet walls. Anytime it could come down. So imagine the fear. They were happy, but they were still afraid. When you read the scriptures, put yourself in the center of it and see what is taking place. Whilst they were singing, the Lord is good. Is that water? Some of them were trying, is this glass or is water? It was water. Only God can make wet walls. What kind of laws or fixes were in place that he could let the thing stand vertical? Only him. I said, only him. Only him can do things of this nature. Amen. Let me make a statement. Please write it down. Not all inconveniences are demonic. Not all inconveniences are demonic. Sometimes God is causing the inconvenience himself to bring to pass his will.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.